Yeah, thanks very much, and I apologise to those dairy farmers who didn't like what happened to electricity wires, because what that think tank did, which was sort of thing Cedar's thinking about it to his water, was look around at some better ideas for electricity and gas, for example, in Victoria and Australia, and notice that the capital of Victoria was no longer Melbourne, it was $10. This was under Joan Kerner. We looked around and we saw massive waste of resources going on. Wonderful research and modelling on how electricity and gas could be developed and traded and used. And so we worked through a scenario, which I remember flogging to Alan Stockdale when he got elected in 1985, about how we could do much better with the electricity and gas and other utilities in Victoria. Alan, you know, basically dropped interest in everything else, I think, in life almost. And Alan became, he knew more about that in about 2 years than I did. And we did take $29 billion out of state debt. We did reduce the workforce in that industry about 70%. We did see Victoria go from being a joke to being a booming state. So I am happy to have joined Cedar, because CEDA's resolved on a few issues, like that electricity and gas was in the 1990s, that water, broadband, greenhouse issues, these are issues where CEDA hosts lots of meetings, maybe 180 meetings a year, and has a network that's second to none in terms of independent people, people with an axe to grind, people in business, people in government. CEDA facilitates dialogue and discussion, and we think that's crucial. But on a few issues, we want more than dialogue. We think, for example, the government at the moment is making a hash of broadband policy, significant hash. Telstra hasn't been brilliant either. And the idea is that CEDA has and will refine this shortly, put together an independent model whereby wireless, copper, fibre and cable, the cables that bring you Foxtel, all these things can be in competition, and within which we can develop a sound broadband policy. So too in the case of water. So I apologise for the introduction, but there is a time slot. But the idea is that CEDA will do more. And what we want to do is leverage the opinion of members, and we did a significant bit of research on what people thought was important, what the big issues were a year ago. And water ranked number one. Water ranked absolutely at the top. And I think in the previous year, David, it also ranked number one. So 2 years in a row, in the prioritisation of issues concerned to the CEDA constituency, water ranked number one. So what we've done, and it's only just been implemented, so I'm pleased to be able to announce that we've invited about a dozen people, and they all accepted, to join a water panel. That panel we'll basically look around at the good sort of ideas from people here today and others. What's happening? We had a meeting last Monday with Penny Wong and others in Adelaide. But to look around and try and distill some policy action points. Not driven just by science, but not ignoring science. Not driven just by economics, but certainly not ignoring economics, which is part of what we're all about. So this panel will meet. It includes people, I'll just mention them, because Martin Albrecht, who is the head of TIS, big shot in Queensland, David Downey's the head of General Manager's Office of Water here, Tom Fricke, the head of Chairman and Chief Executive of GHD, the Vice Chancellor of Queensland Uni, Paul Greenfield, who's very active on that, Anne Howe, who's the head of SA Water, John Langford, who's a hero in water areas for a long time, he's been fighting these battles. He's the head of UniWater, a joint venture of Melbourne and Monash. Sue Murphy from Water Corporation. Bob Officer, who did audits on what government policies might be. He's going to come in as a sort of facilitator. John Quiggan, who's an economist who writes a lot about a lot of things and is a very good thinker. Kerry Schott, head of Sydney Water Corporation. Stan Wallace from Rubicon, who's a guru in the finance and business sector. Mike Young, professor of water economics. And Ross Young, the head of the Water Service Association. So they all accepted, and we're going to meet in a few weeks, and the idea is we want to bang heads together and come up with some issues and options. If you want an idea about how we do that, take a look on broadband, on the website. We've got half a dozen different papers. They don't all agree. But then we've distilled that in a volume up front, saying, talking about four doors of competition within which a sensible strategy might evolve. We don't think sensible strategy does involve spending $47 billion of other people's money and then subsequently trying to sell it off if it's a dog, or if it, even better. So we're not actually going to be patting the government on the back on this one. We're not going to be patting anybody on the back. As a matter of principle, the idea will be to find a way through. Now, when we look at the agenda, desalination, tens of billions being spent. Queensland's just spent $10 billion, roughly, or more, on water grid. We've had the head of the grid, Barry Dinion, speak at a seat of function. Desalination, recycling, trading water. Australia basically is seen worldwide as a leader. I think it's best to say we're the least worst. You know, I think Australia is doing a very good job. We're not pricing per drop, but we are treating water like a market. We're treating it as a scarce resource. We know that climate change issues are very real. And so what CETA wants to do is, through this panel, bring a whole bunch of ideas and papers together, and then invite that panel to choose a half dozen papers, which we think will be of importance to the community and the government, and then to present those papers to still, and if you like, come up with recommendations. And to Minister Penny Wong, who now has unique powers, but basically to the community, because politicians don't lead, they tend to follow. And the idea is to try and create a constituency behind that. I think we are quite shocked at the moment to see so much being spent on desalination, so much being spent on trading. We see the irrigation issue as providing some very, very difficult choices, requiring the wisdom of Solomon between the bush and the urban areas. We know where most water goes. We know that the aquifers under Adelaide, I think, something like 15 years consumption. So we know that there's huge issues. We know recharging aquifers is a real issue, a real option. What to do? Okay, so I just take this opportunity, caused by somebody else's unfortunate absence, to run this commercial, Peter, because CETA does mean business on this matter. We have got some money out of Bayleu Mire to kick this work off. We're looking to get some other funding, so we hope that over the next several years, CETA will do more than just facilitate dialogue, but will also try and put some policy options forward in much the way we did in earlier years on other issues. Thank you very much.